working towards something. Okay? All right? So even if you're not or if you are, we're still working. I want us to be aware of the fact that you're one or the other. You're not in between. You're one or the other. You're either working toward being born again or you're being born again up the statue of a perfect man, already born again in the body of Christ. All right, so you're one of the two. All right? So we want, and it's not bad being one or the other. It's just bad not knowing whether you're one or the other. All right? Being deceived or being, like we were talking about, being anti-word. All right? So being anti-word, that makes us against the Word of God. All right, and we know that we are against the Word of God in this natural life. But there's something that's bringing us together, because that says the statue of a perfect man, not the statue of a perfect theophany. Because if you're born again, you have a perfect theophany. So this is the statue of a perfect man. This is bringing everything together, fitly joint, the Bible says. Bringing everything together, all the joints and all the fingers working right. And, you know, these little fingers are pretty insignificant sometimes, but you need them. Like Dad's always said about fingernails are not so, you know, you just kind of do with them. But, boy, when you need to be scratched or if somebody pulls one off or if you cut one down in the quick, you sure know that thing's there. So that's the thing we want to do in the body of Christ. If we know that there's a place in our body that needs work, you know what God's going to do? He's going to say, hey, that part's important. He's going to say, hey, this part's important. He's going to bring it up to you and say, this is important, or this is important, or this is important. Okay? So 2 Peter chapter 1, we've been reading this, but we're going to read it again because I want the emphasis to be what Brother Branham, we're going to read this quote here after we're finished. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained, there's an entrance. You have obtained something, all right? Like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things. So he's giving us divine power. According to his divine power, he's going to give us divine power. Hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All right, so you see that word life and godliness. Now, if Peter's already born again, he's not talking about the life of God so much. There's a dual meaning there. You see where he separated? He said life and godliness. Well, your life in this world is not godliness, okay? So he's separating the two. He's saying, okay, this is going to be that pertain unto life. Everyday living, just like what we're talking about, making the world a better place. It's not just feeling good or good thinking. You know, you have to feel good about yourself. How many times, like, talking about Sister Johnny and making, you know, I just realized when I walk through something, and like in the car lot out there, somebody, they throw stuff on the ground all the time. Well, I go by and pick it up. I feel bad if I walk by it and see it sitting there and have to go do something and forget about it and go back because I want it better. I don't care if it's perfect, but I want it better. I want it better than I left it. That's why when we go to places, when we go to functions, and when we go to places that are out in the world, and when you go to a restaurant, when you go to places like that, I've seen people in the message, and sorry, but they've had a bunch of kids, and they don't pay no attention to them, and there's just stuff all over the floor. It looks like the food's exploded in the floor. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. I just don't think that's got a lot of godliness to it. All right? Now we're talking about life. You should clean up your mess. I'm sorry. You say, oh, a little bit of it. That person's going to walk in and clean up and say, this was a sorry person. So see, there you got the connection. But that's why we leave things better. When we go camping up in the mountains, I tell them the last morning on Saturday, we send them out on an excursion. We even clean up what's not even ours. We clean up so far out to where there's no question of what we left behind. We might leave wood, but we stack the wood up against a tree. We leave the fire pit where somebody else can use it. We leave the things. You say, well, that's just being good. But you know what? If you're a Christian and being good, that puts you closer to being godly. Some of these people are just going to be good out in the world. But see, Peter says life and godliness. He separates them, but then he puts somebody together. Life and godliness, he's talking about life, and the godliness with living that life, all right? because we're the only ones that can live a godly life. All right? Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given, those are gifts, unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. All right? Excuse me. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, or add to what you believe, virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. If you'll notice, as looking at this in terms of English, look where it says right here, add to temperance, patience, patience, godliness. There's no comma there. A comma is a pause, right? To bring a little more of a thought. There's not even a comma there. So you're adding to what I'm saying, adding to, you don't even pause. You just keep going. You just keep going right on through these things. All right? There's no commas there. And to knowledge, because I just looked down because it says right here, look, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. There's no stop. No. Add to godliness, brotherly kindness. You just keep, just add it right on, just keep right on adding to it. That's why I think these are blended together. They're not something, and we do give them as an example of a stair step, but they're really not. You build on this one to get to the next one, sure. But it's just a flowing up and down of faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. All right. There's only lines in the pyramid just for the purpose of separating them so that we can see them. I wish there was a way that we could take those lines out, because they're really not. You don't fill up with virtue and then stop and then get no more virtue and then fill up with knowledge and stop and get no more knowledge. No, it just keeps. I wish there was a way you could blend all them words together and just keep pushing them up. Because that's what it's doing, right? It's taking us all the way up. You never get to a point to where virtue is no good to you anymore. Right? Never. So virtue doesn't stop down there and then for our English language or for our explanation, we have to put add to your faith, virtue. But there's no comma there. It's just a continuation, all right? Yeah, listen. Let me get back over here. The fan's turning my page. All right. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. There's no comma there either. Just adds or flows right on in, okay? For if these things be on you. Oh, what does that say? In you. Not on you. On you, they fall off. The winds of the world and the cares of the world and the lust of the world will do what? It'll just blow it right off of you. But if you're inside this building, you're a part of this building. If you're outside the building, you're not a part of the building. But you're inside this building. So in, if these things be in you and abound, in other words, overflow. Like we were talking about the dream the other day about Sister Shepherd, about her dream that she had, where the water was just boiling out of the top. All right, and abound, they make you, that word there, make, just like you'd make a child do something. It's just going to make you, if you do these things right, what? It's just going to become common to you. It's just going to become something that you do without even thinking. All right, right, becomes a part of you, becomes a part of your everyday life. Brother Branham said, a walking, breathing, living instrumentation of God. Walking, breathing, living. You say, well, a lot of things I do is not godly. Well, maybe you're not got up to godliness yet. But you're doing the things toward that. All right? Because you know what? You got to use virtue to have knowledge. You got to use knowledge and virtue to have temperance. That's what I'm saying. You don't take virtue and just have virtue and then put it aside and say, now I've got knowledge and put it aside. No, you use virtue to have knowledge. Because what is virtue? Strength. You have to have strength to know that God's right. Know that the Word's right. Know that the knowledge of God is right. Then you take the virtue and knowledge that you get, and that teaches you to be patient. Got it? Then you take that part and add it, and then you got patience. Then godliness. See what I'm saying? You got it. You need all these, and it took a man like Peter to put them in line, and then it took a prophet of God to explain every one of them. Virtue is strength. You draw strength like Peter. Silver and gold have I none. See, Peter, when he wrote this, he had already witnessed it. He knew he had virtue because he had something to give that guy out on the street called or the gate called Beautiful. All right. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Now, how many times, I know a lot of you don't have fruit trees, but I have a plum tree that bears every other year. I bought me two more this year to go in between them years because I love plums. But you know what? That tree's not near as pretty now. It don't have anything for me to go get. It's unfruitful. Right? But boy, next year, it's going to have those great big plums on it. And some of y'all have come by and ate them. They're big old plums. You know, they're really good. Well, you know, I don't care much for that tree now. But now next year, I'll care for it because I'll look out there and see them big old plums on it, right? They know I'll go out there and stand and pick them and eat them right off the tree. Well, that means the tree was fruitful. But I ain't going to go out there tomorrow and do it or the next day or any time this year. There's no fruit on it. And I know that because I see what it bears. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Okay. So same way with you and I. It says right here that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. That's a promise. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence. How many times has he said diligence? Diligence, diligence. Diligence to make your calling and election sure. That's what we're doing now. We're finding out whether we're really born again or whether we're not. And it's good to find out both. Because you can do something. But if you're deceived, then you're just deceived. There's no help but God. God's the only one that can break you out of that. Whether the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Okay, we're going to stumble and trip. But he said you won't fall. Because you can't fall if you got the new birth. Yeah, you can fall from these virtues. You don't get them automatically at the new birth. You have to grow. All right? Just like Jonas, he's got everything he needs to drive a car. But he's got to grow. He's got to get some character about him. And that's what those are. Those are character virtues. You know, I'm never going to be a quiet person. But I can use my loudness to maybe get a point across to you. Or not being so quiet and timid, maybe. Okay, I'm not going to be quiet and timid because I believe what I know and I know what I believe. I just believe that. And I'm just at the place where I do. Nobody's going to shake me off these old doctrines that people have got and the way that people act and the way that people act in the world and things. That's not going to bother me. Go ahead. Yeah.
But now, think about it. And everybody going to know about it.
Right. Right.
Now you take time, you go find somebody. And I have done that. And I've took the time. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
As well, the only thing I didn't tell anybody was nobody around to tell. I'm going to have to go out my way.
Right. Right. Right.
So what I did, I would go find somebody and say, look, listen, it's a puddle of water, my kid. You need to go take care of it.
Right. Right. Right.
But now it bothers me if I didn't do it. It's a way if somebody broke
their leg. What if somebody breaks their leg on that, you know? Right. But you say that's insignificant and that's just the way. No. Somewhere down the line, that's going to come back to you. It's just like I read in here. This is promises that God gives us. Somewhere that's going to come back to you. It may not be in somebody not falling for in water, but you'll never know maybe till you get over there that they would be a Christian, walk by, and was going to slip and fall. You say, well, yeah, God knows that. And that's the way he's leading and guiding us. I'm like Daddy. I don't think Jesus just got up in the morning and said, okay, I'm God. I got to act like God. No, he went about his duty, but he was so much gone till the things of the world didn't bother him. He had a mission. He had a way he had to go, and he went that way. He was led of the Lord to do things. And you say led of the Lord to get a puddle of water up? Well, why not? Right.
And to manifest itself, I got to show other people see it, but you don't see it yourself.
Right. Right.
And that's manifesting. You said we want to have a Christ-like spirit. And to have a Christ-like spirit,
right. Yeah, I mean, you don't know who's watching you either. You don't know who's watching you either. I know who's watching us. But you know, really, that brings up a point. Let me make this point, and you make yours. That's really, those are not for God to see in us. Those are not for God to see in us. God's all-knowing. He knows who's going to get up there to love. So he's sitting back and watching what you'll do so that you'll have confidence. That's what this says here. It says to have... That you'll never fall if you do these things. There's an absolute way to get to God and to be like God. There's a way to get to God, which is have faith. Then there's a way to be like God is to do these virtues, virtue knowledge, and let people see it in you. That's the witness that's going to be on the day of judgment. It's not going to be a Bible that's going to be laying there on the day of judgment. It's got things written out. Sister Johnny walked by water and... No, it's not going to be that. You're going to know, and the person that either slipped or fell or didn't slip, they're going to know. That's why we got an eternity for these things to just unfold. The Bible says the former things will pass away. I think all the bad things will, but you know what? We will not forget what we've done down here. I don't see why we're going to go over there and just, what we're going to have to think about and talk about and do and act. Right? See?
Mm-hmm. Well, Don wanted me to get a car for the day, so I walked there to Quality Foods. And as I was going into Quality Foods, there was a man that came along, and I asked him how it was, and he said, well, I'm not good, I'm hungry, I ain't got lunch. So I thought, well, I'm not going to give him any money because I don't know who he is, you know. And I was kind of in a hurry, so I went on in the store, got the card. So I went and I bought him some crackers, and I bought him some tuna, and some vine sausage. And then I got a banana. I'll get a banana for me. But then when I got back over to Curbs, Don came up and he was ready to go. Well, when I come out of Quality Foods, I couldn't find the meat. So I said, well, you know, I'll just take it home. I'll give it to somebody else or something. So I went up, Don came and got me, and I said, well, drive through the parking lot. This man was hungry, and I got him something to eat. So we drove through the parking lot, and he wasn't there. And so Don said, well, I think I saw him walking down the road. So we get to the red light right there at the lot. Sure enough, he was walking
down the road.
So Don said, well, do you want to go give it to him? I said, yeah, I bought it for him.
Sure.
So we drive up. I handed it out the window to him. I told him, God bless you. We left, recognized the man. One Sunday we left here from church, went over to feed the cats at the bookshop. A man had stole a tractor, drunk driving, had turned the corner there and wiped out about 5 to 7 of our cars. One of them we had just got back from the body shop. This was the man. I told Don, I said, that was the guy that wiped out all our cars on that stolen tractor. That we did because we called him. He was a habitual
right.
violator.
Right.
He went to jail.
Right.
We got nothing. The insurance wouldn't pay for the cars. And that guy stole the tractor.
Yeah.
So we had no recourse. But I told Don, but you know what? Hungry.
Yeah.
I don't care who
right.
he is.
Right. Right.
But I'm just glad I didn't give him money.
Right.
Because he may have spent it on
me. Right. You need to use wisdom about stuff. People come up and ask you for money all the time. Best thing to do is say, okay, buddy, come on, go with me and I'll buy you.
Right. Exactly. And you'll see how hungry they are.
Right. So there's wisdom to use that. Don't give up every dime you got. I mean, we're Christians and we're supposed to act like Christians, and they'll probably call you Antichrist for not doing it. But you don't know. You just got to be led of the Lord. The best thing to do is just say, hey, buddy, come on. I'll get you I'll buy you $10 worth of, you don't know, you hand them $10, they probably go get drunk and hit somebody and kill them. You know, you never know. So the best thing to do is we did that one time in Thompson, Georgia. We were going to Jim's dad at McDonald's. The guy said, my wife's down here on the side of the road and I need $20 for gas. And I was getting ready to give him $20 and I said, hey, I'll help you. I said, I'll get a gas can and I've got my car here. Jim was inside. We was doing something. And I said, Will, I'll just drive you down. No, that's okay, man. I just need the $20 to get my gas with. And I'm like, okay. All right. I said, I'll meet you down there. Probably. And I said, I'll just meet you. I said, where's it at? I know Thompson. I know where the highway goes. And I said, I'll just, is she on the side of the road over there? Oh, that's okay, man. Don't worry about it. I'll get it from somebody else. So, I mean, it, like I said, 10 minutes later, he was hustling somebody else. So.
When Don gives somebody money like that, he'll tell them that's the Lord's money.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Right, Brother Joe. Yeah.
Going back to what you said about you never know who's watching you. Ladies, we stand out more now than any other nation.
Right, yeah.
All these mini skirts are coming out.
That's what Don
said. Our long skirts, everybody's watching us.
Right.
Because we look different.
Right. Well, it doesn't match the profession that you have on. It doesn't match the fruit that's on the tree, the fruit. You know, the dress, long dress and stuff like that. So that's why you have to be careful. And even being careful, not everybody's got on a long dress and got long hair. Somebody just like, some people just like long dresses and long hair. But you gotta, that's why this is the plus. To me, these are pluses. You got the Holy Ghost, you got the new birth, you're just as eternal as God is. God still speaks to you. God still speaks through you. God still does things for you. But he wants to add. He says add to. That's a plus. Add to your faith, virtue. Add to your virtue, knowledge. You understand what I'm saying? So it's an add. These are add to's. Okay? These are not just elementary. Now, elementary is good. At least you're in school. But why would you want to be 40 years old and still be in the first grade? You know, have a beard in the fourth grade. You know, well, see, you'd know there was something wrong. Well, then people would know something's wrong spiritually, mentally. You understand what I mean? With your spiritual mentality, not your natural mentality. If you've been born again for 20 years and you still got the same old problems, we got to start shedding these. That's why that pyramid's in an angle. And the angle goes away, not toward. Everybody got that? You see what I'm saying? Brother Branham said one time, he said, we are on a knife's blade edge. He said an axe blade, actually. You know, you turn an axe blade up like this, that blade goes right up to nothing. If it's real sharp, if a knife's real sharp, you can't hardly see the end of it or the edge. That's what we're on. He said, if you fall off one way or the other, he said, there's no way that you come back. He said, you got to come back up to the middle. Right? Because what is that angle? Falling away. So what that was doing in Sister Shepherd's dream, and it wasn't here, I was doing it at Brother Burley's. I thought it was here. But Sister Shepherd's dream, there was a pyramid, and Brother Branham had pulled the top off of it, or the man did, and the man had to be Brother Branham because he said it was a messenger. And he was pouring water in, the word, and then water was coming out over the top of that pyramid and flowing down the sides. And he said it was trash. So this is all getting rid of trash. All right? Up and out. Up and out. All right? And then what happens then? Then what does God do? He takes and he seals that baby up with the Holy Spirit. Seals you all the way in. Not that you won't ever get no more virtue, but you'll come to a place. That's what I said. God knows how much virtue you need. You don't. Right? You just don't know. You just got to keep getting it. Silver and gold have I none. Now, that didn't just drain Peter and he was done for the rest of his life. No, that was probably just the beginning. Because remember, the book of Acts done many mighty works. Okay? So, that's what we need. These are pluses. They're additions to... That's just like Jonas. He's a human. But there's additions to. He's going to add human knowledge. Right? He's going to add these human things, but he's a human. But he's going to add these character builders. during his life to where he's not going to sit in his, well, he may sit in his mama's lap till he's about 20, the way he's going now. But one day, mama's going to have to kick him out and say, buddy, you got to stand up on yourself and you need to feed yourself. Being 20 years old and shaving, you need to go feed yourself. All right? But see, that's abnormal. But normal people want, you know, that word leave and cleave, you know, they get it backwards nowadays. Bible says leave your mother and father and cleave to your spouse, not leave your spouse and cleave to your father and mother. Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Once we get off of the Holy Ghost, we're going to get into that. Because it is an addition to your new birth. It's in there. But you got to see it in there. Because, see, you can like Brother Branham said, you get the Holy Ghost, you got everything you need for the rest of your life. Well, now, did he quit preaching when he got the new birth? Did he quit acting like a Christian? Did he quit doing? I mean, he should have, the way that says, he's got everything he needs for the rest of his life. He ought to just lay back under a tree, you know, and just take a nap. No, that's when you really know how to use what you got. Jonas has got hands, arms, feet, and all that. I mean, his arms, hair, and his, he don't know what to do. He's doing with it, but he's got it. He don't know what to do with his hands, but one day, maybe he'll be a skilled laborer, and he'll be able to take those hands that can't hardly pick up a spoon now, and be able to make a rocket out of it. But it's because of not what he's got, but what's added to what he's got. So that's the same way with you and I. It's an add to. It's like Brother Brown said here. That's how we know we've passed from death unto life. We look back to the pit where we were hewed from. All right? So you say, oh, it's bad to look back. Well, Brother Brown said look back. It's not bad to look back. It's bad to turn and go back. All right? It's not bad to look back and say, hey, God, you've brought me through this right here, and it had to be you. But to go back into the pit, different story. All right? We're not what we want to be. We're not even what we ought to be. But one thing we're thankful for, we're not what we used to be. All right? That was the old colored sister that said that, and that was a very profound statement. Now look at the next thing he says. We're on the road. Being born again puts you on the highway. Puts you on the road. All right, now what you got to do is you got to make the preparation to go. Either walking or driving, you make the choice. You can either go real fast or you can go real slow, but at least you're going and you're on the right road. I mean, you could go from here to California, but if New York's where you were going, you're in bad shape. You got on the wrong road somewhere. But if you get on the right road, you'll get there. And having escaped the corruption of the world, having escaped that, the lust and corruption of the world, you're above that. Now, that's the type of person that he's talking to, the person that has escaped these things, see, the corruption of the world. All right, let's continue. What is his thought right here, just for a minute, and then we'll close. And having escaped the corruption of the world, having escaped that, the lust and corruption of the world, you're above that. Now that's the type of person that he's talking to. The person that has escaped these things, see, the corruption of the world. Besides this, so besides escaping the corruption of the world, giving all diligence, add unto your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity. Y'all going to have to quiet them babies down a little bit. I'm sorry, but we don't need to be disturbed while we're doing this. Now, he was giving us the outline here, what to do. Know how to do it. Now, there it is. Know how to do it. You don't know how. You don't know how. There's no way you can know how to live like God if you don't have a little of God in you. You can say, oh, look at Brother Dale. Well, yeah, he's a good example. But he can't make me what I am. Now, listen now, but through him. Through him, I can. Through Brother Bob, I can. Through you, I can. But you can't make me. And you can live an exemplary life. You can live a life that's just so close to God like Brother Branham. But look, what did they see? They saw him as God, not God using him. They saw him as God, not God using him. But if you'll see that God is using that funnel, I think Brother Branham had these virtues. To be able to preach it, you got to have them. Other than that, you're just presuming. And other than that, you're just saying, well, maybe. No. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, that are additions to what you already have. Okay? So now listen to what he says. That's why I chose this message this morning for the church, knowing that people are traveling. For last night I said here and he's out of town. About 90%. What he's saying is the people that are coming in, not the people that are there at the tabernacle. See, they're all common people, poor, ordinary dress. There's no great anthems. He's telling the people. No great anthems from some pretend to be angelic choir, pipe organs, and some stained glass windows. You have a hard time getting a seat on the bench. They don't come for such as that. But they come because inside of them, see, is something that sees a beauty that the natural eye doesn't see. It's the spiritual eye that catches the beauty of Christ. Okay? Now, what happens is in life, and we'll get done in just a second, I'm going to try to finish at 10:30, is that we are going to be able to come to a place to where not everybody's going to go, oh, they're just so spiritual. No, that we're going to come to a place to where that, you know, when Brother Branham walked into a room, the room changed. Atmosphere changed. But you say, oh, he was a prophet. Now, what about that time he walks into the house? He tells the story. Kids are screaming. Right? Kids are. Now, this is the prophet. This is not. We ain't talking about some being out and healing the sick and raising the dead. He's just a man. He's at home. He's not got this great anointing on him. You may not think. But he walks into a room and there's just chaos in the house. Well, you know what? If he didn't have a little bit of these virtues, he would have started screaming, like sometimes we do. He would have started screaming at his wife, because it's her problem. She's the problem. And the kids, smack them all and send them to bed. What do you do? He walks in. He doesn't say a word. He puts on an apron. He goes over and he says, honey, let me help you with dinner or dishes or whatever he was doing. And what did he say? He said, now he didn't say instantly. I believe he said 5 or 10 minutes, somewhere in there. He said either like 10 minutes later, he said the kids were playing in the room. He said the wife was real happy and I was helping her make dinner and everything just after 10 minutes. So it's not an instantaneous thing, but what did he do? He had virtue. He created an atmosphere, but he had enough knowledge to know not to do certain things. Plenty of temperance, because he controlled his temper, right? And a big gob of patience to be patient with all that going on. Because a lot of times we'll jump in the middle of something. Come on, we all been guilty of this. We'll jump in something and make it worse. I told Donnie, I'll tell him, and Susan knows it too. Donnie, if something will be going on at work, and Donnie will just walk right in the middle of it and make it 10 times worse. Because he doesn't know the before and the after. He just walks in and gets involved. You don't need to do that. I've told him that, he don't know that I know of him. Do what?
He's just
trying to fix it. But you can't fix something that you don't know nothing about. Okay? You just can't go in and go. Brother Ram didn't go in and go. He didn't go and just start snapping fingers. If he'd have done that, he might have got a pie pan right about there. Because she, Mita had maybe a little bit of temper, you know. Remember what she done, slamming the door and stuff. But that's okay. But remember, he assessed the situation, and I believe God took over. I believe he had an anointing. Not just being a husband, father, man of the house and all this stuff. Right? He just took over. What was in him took over. What was in him raised up and took over. Now, that's what we need. Because when the water goes in, we'll read next Sunday, we'll read Sister Shepherd's dream. That water that he was pouring in was pure. But when it come out, it had trash. Now, it didn't make the water trashy. It was just getting the trash out of what was inside that vessel. Remember, then he put honey in it and poured water back in it, and it held the water. Okay? Brother Bram, that's why that Holy Spirit's up there at the top. That's not the Holy Spirit at the bottom. You might not have a lot of honey when you got the Holy Spirit at the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? Because you still got to have faith, still got to have virtue, still got to have knowledge, still got to have temperance. But when you get up there where it says Holy Spirit above the brotherly kindness, that's when the honey comes in. Now, buddy, well, I'm telling you about some honey. Honey is pure. There's no way you can duplicate honey. There's no way. Honey is twice as sweet than sugar. Honey is so pure they can't even duplicate it. And that's why do you think you use honey? Read the Bible what Brother Brown says about honey and the honeycomb. Because that's what the scripture says. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Well, if it's sweeter than honey, honey's two times sweeter than pure sugar. Man, you can get bathed in it. But he said that box finally held water. What? What was going in? See, sometimes the water of the Word goes in and it goes out. It don't reside. Okay? What he was talking about then, when he said the man poured the water in the box and the box held the water. So we're going to come to a point in time, I believe, to where what we hear is going to absolutely right then make an effect on us. Now it takes a long time. Come on, people.
Yeah.
We've been here 20, 30 years. It takes a long time for the Word to take effect on us now. Why? We don't have all them working. When we have all them working in our life, the honey seals it in, and what we get is going to do us more than sugar, more than honey, because it's sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. So it's just going to be, the Word's going to be much more sweeter to us. We're still going to have cares of life. We're still going to have problems. Don't think you'll ever be problemless, even if you're up there in the top of the pyramid. You're still going to have life problems, life issues, life. You know why you're going to have life issues? Because you can't control everybody. Okay? But remember, when we get there, everybody's going to be that. So then what? You don't have that devil playing with you so much. Because the devil's playing with you all the time. Now, whether you're a manifested son of God, adopted into the family of God, Jesus got killed when he was an adopted son of God. Brother Branham had real bad problems when he got adopted and started preaching the seals. Thousands of his friends left him. He was standing virtually by himself, just like the Lord Jesus did. So being adopted is not going to be that you're going to walk into a hospital and everybody's just going to start jumping up. But you know what they said when Brother Branham died in the emergency room? When they put him in that emergency room, every person, every patient in that emergency room got better. He never prayed. He was just his presence. Well, see, that's what you want. You want that presence of God so much to where you don't have to, like I said, Peter didn't have to go look up in a quote book. Peter didn't have to go over and get a Bible and read. Well, now I need to have virtue. I got to have this. No, it was a natural occurring thing. And when they put Brother Branham, even the body of William Branham was dying, that soul and that spirit of that man had so much of God in him till it just flowed out. And him being in that emergency room, they said it cleared the whole emergency room when he was there. Now, he died. But the spirit that was in him was so much used of that man till everybody in the emergency room got better. Now, that's a documented fact. Now, the whole hospital didn't get emptied out, but right there around where he was. You see what I'm saying? They see the power that God can give you without you having power. Because power without character is satanic. That's why these virtues are character. You can have, Satan has power. Right? But he doesn't have character. He can't act like God. I mean, he can act like God, but he can't be God. Now, you and I got to come to a place where we are God. Made manifest in another form. Made manifest in another form, if you keep that right. All right? Next Sunday, we'll look at Sister Shepherd's dream and see what was going on with that.
Hmm?